If a player attempts to move the paddle out of bounds, we must override that action and force the paddle to stay in bounds. To solve this problem, we will define a rectangle that surrounds each player's side. Then, if the paddle goes outside the rectangle, we will simply force it back in. A circle with radius r and center point xy is outside a rectangle r equals left, top, right, bottom, if the following compound logical statement is true. X minus r is less than left, or x plus r is greater than right, or y minus r is less than top, or y plus r is greater than bottom. Again, we are using Windows coordinates where plus y goes down. Essentially, the above condition asks if the circle crosses any of the rectangle edges. If the circle does cross an edge, then we can force the circle back inside the rectangle by adjusting the circle's center point based on the rectangle edge that was crossed. We must also be able to detect when a point intersects a goal box. This problem is similar to the paddle wall problem, but instead of wanting to detect when a circle goes outside a rectangle, we want to detect when a point goes inside a rectangle. Note that we could detect when a circle, the puck, goes inside a rectangle. However, just using a point gives a good approximation for detecting a score. The details are given in the textbook, but the solution is very similar to what we have discussed here.